DW.
For hundreds of years, this has been a place of prayer and meditation, the monastery of St. Bishop. It attracts pilgrims from across Egypt, like Om Mina and her son, Michael. They regularly come here for important holidays, like the Coptic Orthodox Christmas.
We came to ask for blessings today. We just bought a new car, so we'll donate some money to the monastery. We usually donate money when we purchase something big, to show our gratitude to God.
A coffin containing the body of St. Bishop is on display in a room of the church, wrapped in a carpet. Typically, the faithful write down their worries on a small piece of paper, ask for help and blessings, and place these offerings beneath the cloth. The monastery is located in the Wadi El Natroun Valley, about 100 kilometers northwest from Cairo, in the middle of the desert. Nearly 1700 years ago, St. Bishop, also known as the Star of the Desert, came here to meditate. The monastery that was founded back then was later named after him. Egypt is considered the cradle of Christian monasticism, but today the country's Christians are under threat. Since December 2016, terror attacks on churches and the faithful have claimed more than 100 lives. Father Mata, who is also here on a pilgrimage, leads a Christian congregation in Cairo. He says security measures have been increased in churches across Egypt.
Our services are taking place as usual, but security measures have been stepped up. We used to have just one or two policemen standing guard outside a church, but now there are entire groups of security forces. We don't want to cancel the services. A church without mass isn't a church.
But Father Mata also says that extremism is not the norm. In his experience, most of the Muslims in Egypt want to live in peace with their Christian neighbors.
I live with many Muslims in my neighborhood and even in my house. They are all very warm-hearted people who respect us Christians. I've never had a bad experience. There are families in which one son is good and the other one is bad. That's the same in society. It takes all kinds to make a world.
Still, many Copts are anxious. Maybe that's what drives them closer together and makes them become more religious. In the past few years, the number of those who want to spend their life as a monk in a monastery has increased. Like Brother Abraham, a 26-year-old who was born in Vienna to Egyptian parents but moved back to Egypt to live as a novice here in the monastery of St. Bishop.
Every day up to 20 people arrive here who want to do the same. They want to become monks. We are currently building a new 5-story house with 60 rooms for new monks. That will be the 6th building, I think.
Father Joaquin is singing a liturgical song. He has been a monk here since 1976. The 66-year-old is leading a simple life. He spends most of his time in prayer and mass.
You have to love God in order to be able to leave your family and friends behind and give up your profession, money, and marriage. You cannot cross the bridge to a life as a monk without deeply loving God.
Father Joaquin is giving a tour of the monastery, which is surrounded by high walls. Hardly anything has changed here for centuries. As he unlocks the former dining hall of the monastery, he explains that the room was converted into a museum because it couldn't fit all of the monks anymore. Until the 1970s, most monasteries in the country were almost empty.
In this monastery, there were maybe 10 or 15 monks left. It was the Coptic Pope Shenouda back then who managed to get young people excited about life in a monastery again. He used to come to this monastery in the desert 2 times a week to relax his mind and gain new spiritual strength.
Egyptian President al-Sisi keeps stressing the unity between Muslims and Christians in his country. But Egyptian human rights defenders, including Coptic ones, criticize that his regime only uses two means to counter Muslim extremism and protect Christians, either by using the repressive police state or through mainly ostentatious moves, such as building the largest Christian church to date in Egypt. The church was officially inaugurated at the beginning of the year in the presence of the president. The problems, however, root much deeper. Christians are still discriminated against in many sectors of society, says Father Joaquin.
Christians are definitely discriminated against. For instance, in the workplace, where they often turn down when they apply for a job or where they won't be promoted. The friendship between Christians and Muslims is not the same as it used to be. The division started in the 70s. Extremists will destroy the entire world. God bless Abdel Fattah al-Sisi.
An increasing number of Christian Copts doubt that Sisi's security apparatus is actually capable of really protecting them. Seven people were killed in an attack against a church close to Cairo a few months ago. One of them was a policeman who was guarding the church. After the attack, the assassin walked the streets freely for another 15 minutes until he was overpowered by a Muslim civilian. But according to Egyptian media, the imam of the mosque next to the church had called on people via loudspeaker to help defend the church.
DW.